That's a hard question. That's a good question. Are you Barbara Walters? Is this 2020? This is 2021.
Yeah, I'm Barbara Streisand.
No, never.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, they know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Yeah, so this is Gay to the Point. We're just two gay guys talking about everything and anything
or anyone
in a not so straight fashion. Here we have today a very, very, very super duper special guest runies. It's the one and only Joanna.
Hi, everyone. So happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah. You look great today, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm like, I know that it's a podcast, but I still want it to feel cute inside.
I know.
And
like
outside.
I really like it. It's the two-tone sweater. If you listeners want to like envision in your head what she's wearing, she's wearing this very long sleeve, two-tone wool sweater turtleneck with fake glasses, I'm assuming?
No, they're real, bro. I'm blind.
Oh, sorry.
Surprise. I forgot. You have astigmatism. Damn it.
Cool. Well, I feel like we have a little game that we want to play.
Games.
So, this is what we call, we don't really call anything. Just Phoebe's game. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Getting railed with questions.
Oh, yeah, she's getting railed with questions.
Oh my gosh,
is that what it was?
I think so. Yeah. Anyways,
let's get right.
So, take a deep breath in, and then we're gonna ask you just a lot of random questions, and then you just have to tell us what's the first answer that comes to your mind. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No thinking, just speaking.
Okay.
And maybe a little bit of breathing.
Okay. Minimal bleeding. I'm on day one. Just kidding.
Ew.
Is that the little bleeding day?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know these things.
Ready? Do you prefer Japanese food or Korean food?
Japanese food.
Asian boys or Latin boys?
Latin boys.
If you had to give up one forever, dancing or singing? Which movie do you prefer, Mean Girls or Bring It On?
Mean Girls.
Which one do you identify more with, Virgo or Libra?
Oh, Virgos.
Ooh.
A curse is put upon you. You would burp after every kiss or fart after every kiss?
Oh, after?
Yeah.
Well, we're done kissing, so I would burp.
Would you say I love you first or always wait until someone says it before you? Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, or Ariana Grande?
Britney.
No eyebrows or bald? Or being bald?
No eyebrows, because I can just paint them. Yeah, you guys, this is powder ombre. I really have no eyebrows anymore.
Okay. Diarrhea during sex or vomiting while giving a BJ?
Well, luckily, my gag reflex has been taken out, so that one's not even possible.
So, diarrhea during sex.
Oh, yeah!
Topless or bottomless?
Bottomless. Bottomless fries.
Hawaii or Mexico?
Mexico, even though I've never been to either.
Filipino or Philippine? Yes.
Filipino.
Clarence or Antonio?
Or. Good answer.
Cool. Yeah. So I hope you guys got to know a little bit of Joanna through those questions.
These questions were just, you know, based on my thoughts on the matter. This is not to say that I've done these things. Just a disclaimer.
She has. We were there to clean it up.
She has no eyebrows.
Oh my God, you guys said I was pretty at first. You're so mean.
Being a gal pal, being a gal pal.
Being a gal pal, being a gal pal.
Gal pal. Do you want to contribute to that?
I think that was perfect as it is.
Excellent.
Excellent.
But yeah, so here we are going to discuss with Joanna what it means to be a gal pal, or AKA slash in quotation marks in parentheses, fag hag.
Question.
Yes.
Is that, okay, is this like a derogatory term? Do you think?
No.
No, I do not.
Why? Do you think it's a derogatory? Or you just think it's derogatory because it has the word fag in it?
It has the word that, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I think this is like the thing that we're trying to do, at least that I am trying to create, is like, we should reclaim that word. You know, what's up, my fag? What's up? How's it going, faggot?
Why it gotta be a low octave, though?
Because that's more inclusive.
Because!
Yeah, I don't know. I say, like, do you think that it's derogatory?
I feel like just because, like, because it has that word in it, I just don't feel comfortable, like, hi, you guys, it's me, your girl Joe, you're a fag hag. Like, I would never,
You just did.
Yeah, like, I would never feel comfortable, like, saying that of myself. But at the same time, like, I'm always like, oh my God, he called me. I'm in. I made it.
Wait. So do you identify yourself with like being a fag hag gal pal?
I mean, I identify with the lifestyle, but like I don't know about the twine wall. But I mean, like, you know, if it is bestowed upon me by a lovely Hmong, then you know, hey, come on.
So then what does it mean to you to be a fag hag? What is like this feeling that you get from like being called a fag hag? Like, what is the responsibility that you like?
This responsibility is that I will be your number one wing girl. I'm also like,
you'll get all the chicken wings.
Yeah, obviously.
Whenever you need it, I'll go out and get you 20 Wiccans, barbecue, salt and pepper, whatever you
wingettes
want.
Wingettes only. Cause, like,
yeah, we don't want those drumettes.
We don't want no drumettes, okay? You go in the back, you tell your back at house that I don't want those dang drumettes because you don't get enough meat. I don't care if there's two bones. I don't care if it's a reportion. Get me my wingettes. Extra crispy side of Franks. Oh my gosh, what a nightmare.
You're such a good like wing girl.
Thank you so much. It's my training. Yeah, but I think like it's being, I don't even know, like if I'm going to answer with a question, but like what does an ally, like what does like a good gal pally,
like, gal pally, TM,
like TM, copyright, like mean for you guys?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I guess like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love having like a gal pal girl just because like you, as much as us, maybe for most gays, we like to like tend to verge on like the more feminine side. And if like when a girlfriend of ours is like really, really open to... But it's like a girlfriend is like really like open and allowing us to kind of like explore that with them and blah, blah, blah. Like to me, that makes it feel like, oh, it's a really good ally. And also like, you know, like going out and talking about boys, like discussing about like our inner secrets. Cause we like to gossip about that too. But then for some reason, we just can't do it with like other boys that we think are straight yet. or gay.
But also, I wonder if it's because there's like some like sexual tension. Like, you know what I mean? Like talking about boys with other gay guys. It's kind of just like, well, there's like competition.
Right.
And there's just the kind of like that dynamic. Mm. But then like talking about boys with like girls, it's just like, well,
you're competition. Not,
yeah. You couldn't compete with this.
With all of this.
No, that's true. I think I think there is that kind of tension. I mean, I don't know. I always find it like kind of a little bit weird and hard to discuss with like other gay boys about like, you know, infatuations and stuff like that. Because
they'll get horny for you. Do I make you horny?
Yes.
Do I turn you on? Okay, cool.
But yeah, like I guess like what like seems you seem so happy to like be part of like being a gal pal. What attracts it for you? Like what's on your end to like be friends and hang out with more gays?
What do you like about gay people?
Everything. Pretty much. I love everything. I think it's like from the outside looking in, it's like such a beautiful and vibrant community. I feel at least what I've had the opportunity to experience here, like everyone seems just so like loving, fabulous. Like I'm so attracted to the glitz and glam and like beautiful, like of like everything, and like yeah, I don't know. And it's just for me, I think that it just feels easier for me to connect to a gay Hmong. I don't know why. Just, I don't know. I just feel like more connected. I feel, it's weird to say, but I feel less like scared to approach them or just like whatever.
Do you feel like it's like the lifestyle can be like, in a sense, like aspirational? Like that's what you want to do. You want to like,
I want to be a
gay
man.
Go suck some dicks in the woods and like, you know, live your life and
I mean like that was like a
yourself.
Phase, but like it's like not aspirational anymore.
I've already accomplished it.
Yeah, I've already checked it off my list, so that's fine. It was good. Just like when you go camping, just bring your knee pads, guys and gals. We got lots of rocks on the beach. Like, we don't have sandy beaches here in Vancouver. We've got, like, sticks and stones that will break your knees. Like, these knees aren't young.
That's true.
These knees aren't young.
But, yeah, so I had like, a question, too. It's like, so, I mean, I like how the fact that, like, you are very, I guess, interested and, like, you know, you look towards like the gay community and the gay lifestyle and stuff like that, and like it just really is something that interests you.
Does
you love
that sound shallow?
No, I don't
like
think
the
so.
Way that I said it. Yeah,
yes,
I feel like it's very centered on like output, but I think also like just because me and Antonio go way back since like grade 5 in a fire shirt.
Oh yeah, I know.
We just like came up together, and it's just kind of like I don't want to wait. I'm like, are you my first gay friend? Like,
I better be.
Yeah. So it's just like, honestly, Antonio, like seeing you like come up and from like from the mud blooms a beautiful lotus and now we're thriving. Like, I don't know. It's just like, just seeing you and your growth pattern. It's like respect and love and beauty. Like, ew. Crying.
And then, yeah, like, this is the first time in this podcast where like, we got really emotional.
I'm sorry.
But thank you for those kind words.
You're welcome. Just keep it for yourself. Don't put it in. I'm a bad bitch, Kate. Don't put it in. I've got a rep.
Yeah, no, that's really, really nice. I mean, I guess, like, well, one of the things, too, I was questioning, like, as, like, growing up and stuff, was there ever, like, competition between other gal pals to be that singular gal pal friend to not specifically to me, but yes to me.
Like literally where you're just like, he's my gay, stay away.
Oh no, I ain't no gore dog. TM.
TM.
Guard dog TM. Yeah, no. No, I didn't feel any competition because it was only me. You don't want. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, I don't think I did. No, I don't.
Questions is there for about this topic?
I don't know if there's any other questions, but just like maybe observations.
Yeah.
Drunk observations.
Drop observations.
No, I wonder if it's like, do you like, would you agree or disagree? Like, because I don't know what it's called. Is it a symbiotic relationship, not a parasitic relationship, but
yes,
like a symbiotic
relationship?
Yes, I'm the
remora fish under the whale.
Yeah, and we're the whale.
Oh my gosh, that's the first time I haven't been the whale. Thank you. Thank you.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder like if that's the thing is like, because I think that there's like certain things that like we depend on like
each
our gal pals
for.
Yeah, like, because I think that like in terms of like, well, okay, from a gay person's perspective, I do feel like, you know, like women can like be that like voice of reason, that kind of like femininity and like, like, and also just like something that maybe we might relate to a little bit more, you know, in terms of just the way that we are. And especially like, say, for example, like in gym class, like when they're like, okay, like boys on one side, girls on one side, and they're just like, but our home is on the other side. You know, like that was like our thing. That's like where we felt like we fit in. And also because like you guys like are so nurturing, it was just like, would join us.
Join
you know
us.
What I mean? Like, yes. There was just that kind of like, like,
I think so too. Like, that's how I feel too. Like, I just feel like I just gravitate to this energy just because it feels so much more welcoming to me.
I just want to say, like, before closing out this segment, is like, how would you have offered any advice to future gal pals and fag hags?
Aspiring fajages.
And also maybe like advice to the young gay boys who are needing.
Oh,
gal pals. Like, for all of us, like, any advice or last words for that?
We're waiting.
Oh, for me. I think that for all my ladies, if you hear me. I think that, I guess, coming up, and especially if you are in, you know, a creative or like artistic environment or space, like, you can feel energies. Like, I don't know, like, you just have this like kinesthetic, just like awareness of the people around you, and you'll feel energies. So just, I don't know, be sensitive, or just like, you know, take a look around and just like care on other people and like love on other people, like, hopefully like unconditionally, and just, I don't know, like, hopefully like you notice or like realize, and just be a good person, be a good friend, and do things for other people that you would want them to do for you, and like care for you, and like, I don't know. And once you get that, you got a friend for life. TM.
Don't be a prude. if you're gonna have a gay friend, you need to be ready, prepared to hear about scat, piss play, threesomes, thruples, BDSM, ball gags, consent, and
consent,
like, all of that shit. And just like, don't be judgmental. Don't judge before you try it.
Yeah,
so
don't
try
it until you try it.
Yeah, I like that sentiment. I mean, you know, if you're gonna be like a gal pal, I think like the best thing that you can be is like just to be there for your gay boy, because I feel like that's like all, like, that's what, you know, my gal pal has done for me throughout my life. So I feel like you should do that for your gay boy. And if gay boys, if you're looking for gal pals, best thing to do is when you're up in the club, go find the most ratchetest girl, buy her a drink, and then you guys go hunting. And that's how you guys form that relationship.
Also, I would just have to say, we have to remember who the true enemy is. Straight boys.
We are coming for you. Yeah. Sometimes, not all the time. And that's your fault.
Solution is prostitution.
Or also,
The prostitution rests.
Girls just wanna have fun. Oh, girls just have fun.
Do they only rest though? I feel like they always like are hardworking and like
they're
getting
hardworking,
up there for the money.
Golden hearts. Yeah.
They're nocturnal. They work at night to sleep during the day.
Well, I gotta be night though.
That's true. But what we're here to talk about is prostitution.
Amazing.
Well, not really just that. It's the only solution to prostitution. Like something about like, you know,
girls, so, get that cash.
Yeah, but like, do you feel like, you know, like sex sells, as what they always say in the industry? And like, do you feel like, do you adhere to that for our jobs, for both of you or whatever, in any kind of fields in your life?
I think, okay, well, I'm a bartender / servoir, so yeah. So like, yeah, and also like working in like the industry of like dance and film or whatever,
the entertainment industry. Sex is a kind of entertainment.
Yes, it is, but like, you know, I'm not in that one. Allegedly. Officially.
I don't file my taxes as a prostitute.
I do not file my taxes, period. I'm not kidding. Just kidding. Don't put that. Yeah, I think like in the industries that I guess I'm in, interestingly enough, like sex sells, beauty sells, like good looks sell. And I'm just like, well, is a thick mama jamma. I'm like, why did I go here? Why am I here?
No, so I feel like the thing is like in terms of like sexuality, attraction and all that kind of stuff, as somebody who has felt ugly for a majority of their life, still ongoing problem.
It's a process, okay, not a problem. Yeah. It's a process. We're learning how to reframe.
It's a path, not a destination. So I feel like the thing is that the thing I like from traveling like to different places and stuff like that, I feel like attraction is really like
regional.
Well, no, there's no hierarchy. There's just tastes. So like to a degree, like, you know, you might be more attractive in some places and less attractive in other places.
It's a regional taste.
And unfortunately, the thing is like in like Canada, Vancouver, and just like in the entertainment industry and like Hollywood and west side of North America, the most beautiful thing is a fucking tiny skinny Asian woman who weighs less than 90 pounds. Other than that, like everyone else is ugly.
Oh, how depressing. I was just coming into my goddamn light, okay?
Is it true? Is it? I thought like it's like blonde, white, big boob looking girl, not like skinny, weighs 90 pounds. Asian girl.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe this is a more Vancouver specific thing.
I still pull some great dick, allegedly. So I cannot speak on that. But like for sure, I agree.
Yeah, she did.
It's Antonio's fault. Really.
I was a wing woman for her.
Oh my god.
For the latest guy?
No.
Just in general.
Just in general.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I think like, okay, sorry, we're going off of like this thing. I think that it's an interesting journey of like, I don't know, because like some women come into this industry from a place of strength where they're just like, I'm hot shit. I know it. I'm like doing this because like I love myself and I love the work. And it's like great, fun, good money, boom, like whatever. And it provides for me or my family or like all the things that I want in life. But I think like I'm also looking at it from like another interesting, maybe allegedly, hypothetically, personal sense, where it's like, you know, coming up and it's like your character arc, it's like, okay, maybe you don't feel like the hottest girl in town, and like you see like, you know, people that you love or just like your friends just like, you know, like getting more attention than you in certain ways,
like getting what they want and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right.
But I don't know. But in your own mind, you're in those early days, you're comparing yourself to them, and it's just like, but what do they have that I don't have besides, like, maybe like 100 less pounds on them, or like, you know what I mean? Right. So it's like, I don't know. It's like I see my value. Like I'm a cool person. Like I got things going for me. And so it's like, okay, so maybe this is what I'm lacking if I'm comparing myself to them. So in that way, then you like kind of go in like a super like sexy, like crazy time.
Slutty route.
Yeah, you go like you go the slutty route of discovery, and then you go into some crazy pathways, and and then let's get into it. And then maybe you're just like, cool, I'm gonna reclaim my like I'm gonna reclaim my body, and I'm gonna reclaim me for myself, and I'm gonna get my own bag. How? By tricking men into loving me. Hashtag sugar babies.
Yes.
You know,
they're real people too.
They're real people too. Like they might be me. Not no, I'm not. But like but like they might be you. Like they might be like, you know, like your coworkers casually, like whatever. But yeah, okay. Anyways, like moving from that, like, okay, there's like that sugar baby moment where again, some girls enter it from a place of like power in terms of like, I'm hot shit, let's make some money, let's like, you know, let's do some things, or like some other people, allegedly me, or like maybe I don't know, hypothetically.
I think forever now we'll always say it's always gonna be allegedly.
Yeah,
or
I think it's hypothetically. It's implied. It's yeah. Hypothetical. It's implied. Hypothetically, like you come into it trying to find a way to reclaim what you think, not necessarily men have taken from you, or just like what you feel is like you're missing, or like something like that. So right, you want to take your power back or something by, you know, I'm getting money, getting paid for being like whatever, they like worship me, this and that.
Right, right.
So like that's an interesting path. But then we kind of go into like this other path where it's like, oh, I was just doing it to get like, you know, some like rent money, or I'm doing it to get free dinners, or like tuition, or like books, or, you know, to have these needs taken care of. But then what happens like when you kind of just focus more on that, and then you start to go into this prostitution route where
like, does it become more kind of like you've lost sight of just like the empowering feeling of it, and now it's just kind of like, I'm just doing this for a specific reason?
I don't know, like when, what is, ooh, okay, this is a question I would like to pose.
Yeah, sure.
Like what is the line between like being a sugar baby and being a prostitute?
I'm totally like, I feel like the thing is, I totally say with that of just being like, I remember saying that, like, you know, a lot of these guys will do a lot of stuff, like pay for the girl's meal, like do this and that, whatever, and expect sex from them, and then be disappointed about the fact that they didn't get sex.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, if that's what you wanted, just get a hooker. It's very clear what the terms are.
Yeah.
So I feel like the thing is like, yeah, is like, why is one condemned over the other when essentially like, yeah, that's what they wanted?
And one is like hella praised and just like, yeah, I don't know, like sugar babies are just like, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I always find like that kind of stigmatism of like, you know,
a stigmatism. That's what I have.
Sorry.
It's a stigma. Yeah. It's no. Stigmata.
Yeah, stigmata. No. You know, that's scary. Oh my gosh. Bring out those oracle cards.
You magway gway find being tall.
But
one more thing.
No, there's like, there always is the stigma of like, why is it always frowned upon and looked upon that, like, you know, why is it so bad to get a hooker instead if that is actually what that man or a person wants in the end of the night? Why do they need to go through the roundabout fluff of like buying drinks for this girl or guy or whoever they're trying to court?
Just, it makes them feel better about themselves, you know?
Yeah, I think that's like the direction. Like, it's,
yeah,
just kind
it's
of
like is etymology the study of words? Is it that one or is that bugs? I forgot.
I think that's how it has to do
Enemode.
With words. Etymology.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. So I think it's just basically all about how you package it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like some zaddy would go for like, you know, a sugar baby much like easier, quicker to respond. Because it's like, when you hear sugar baby, what do you think of? One word association. Sugar baby.
Money.
Huh.
Money.
Yeah, I heard you.
I don't know.
Sugar baby, like, yeah, baby, I'm, like, I'm, you think of youth. Like, you think, oh, of, you think of youth. You think of, like,
maybe that's,
yeah,
actually not necessarily what I was thinking about.
Oh, oh my God, sorry. What were you thinking?
No, I feel like I was just like,
what
did, like, it is what, like, I don't feel like that there's like any kind of like words that comes to mind. It's just like it's just a thing, you know what I mean? Or it's not even just like a thing. It's just like, I feel like in some way or another, we're all fucking manipulative. We all like will like if that's like what we wanted, like if there's certain things that we wanted, we find our way to get there. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And whether or not that's like say I don't know if you guys do this thing, but you know, like if you're like going
be a hooker?
We probably don't.
So if you're
I probably have but don't anymore hypothetically.
This is like totally different direction.
Okay, yeah.
But like in terms of just like, oh, if there's like a really expensive restaurant that I know that I want to eat at, who am I going to ask? My mom. Like, can you take me to this restaurant? Like, let's have lunch here because I know that they're going to fucking pay. So like,
is your mom rich?
No, she, yeah, she's not poor.
Can I but, come? Can I come for
but
lunch?
Like, you know what I mean? Or just like, there's like certain things that you could kind of do to manipulate a situation in order to get what you want.
Yeah.
Maybe in a situation where like doing it through conventional means isn't
an accepted means.
Yeah. Yes, is not yes. necessarily a possibility. You know what I mean? Like, am I going to be able to get an apartment that costs me $3,000 a month? No, through conventional means. I am not that skilled or educated. So, like, in a sense, like, if that's really what I wanted, then I have to look at the the options that are in front of me. And if some old guy is just like, well, you know, if you just, like, give me a blowjob every, like, second week, then, like, I'll pay for your apartment. I'm just like, that's how I'm going to do it.
That's how I'm going to do it.
You know what I mean? Like,
and maybe
I
every fourth week, I'll take off the condom. Just kidding. Hypothetically.
No, I kind of like that sentiment because then I feel like that like normalizes it and stuff. It's like if you have like the integrity of what you actually need for and want, you have to look at the situation and like see how you can get it in your own reality, which I guess like.
But is integrity the word?
Well, like you're having like the clear intention of like, okay, well, this is. What
yeah
I
honesty
need.
Of it
the honesty of
yeah,
it yeah
being honest with yourself and it's right. just like I'm willing
yeah I'm willing to do whatever that I can for this $3,000 house.
I mean like yeah just kidding. Start while you're young honey. YOLO has
they call it sugar baby not sugar senior.
Oh my
that's
god
that's true. So while you're young and out there, get yourself a sugar daddy.
Sugar zani.
Sugar zani.
But make sure that they're legit and you don't get no Splenda daddy. Because like some guys like to stunt. Stunting is a habit.
Is that like a thing? Is that what they call it? Splenda daddy? Or did you just make that?
Hypothetically. TM? Hypothetically TM. I might have heard it around the block. On the corner of. Just kidding.
Yeah, so speaking of like sluts and prostitutions, like I want to have and hear both of you guys' thoughts about like OnlyFans and regarding that being like, would you ever A or B is like, what do you feel about like people who go on it for the sake of just like the root of just money, but then versus the people who are actually doing it because
for
that's
art
for
yes. for the sake of
for
art
the sake of art. Yes for actually yeah you know because then like
some people do it
no but actually you know what I was reading on like an article and you know apparently like OnlyFans wasn't actually supposed to be it wasn't supposed to be for sex. It was supposed to
but
be
you
actually,
know COVID
yeah but you know COVID
but just like with everything like you know we start out one way and then we end up in sex.
We start at Netflix and then we end up in sex.
Yeah. Wait, Tumblr, same thing.
Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah.
Oh my
gosh, yeah.
Twitter?
Yeah, wow. I primarily use Twitter for porn. I don't use
wow.
it to I don't use it to hear people's opinions. I just want to see their dicks.
Oh my god, I use it for the news.
I use it to check the traffic.
No, it's 11:30.
My daily commute.
Yeah, Twitter has a dark side.
Oh my gosh, show me. Can you please repeat question A?
Question A is, would you ever do OnlyFans?
Oh no, I think I'm past my prime now.
I think that's probably where I said too. It's just like, I don't feel like anyone would want to pay to look at me
yeah.
naked. So I think that's like, and I don't feel like I would be confident enough to leave myself open for that kind of scrutiny.
Yeah, no, I really couldn't.
Yeah, my ego is too fragile for that.
I think, Yeah, like, but as much of a bad bitch that I want to, like, you know, project into the world, like, you know, I have boundaries. And also, it's like, been there, done that, and it's scary as hell. Like, I wouldn't, I know, I don't.
But
think
you know,
I could.
But I think that's the thing. There's like another friend of mine who is also a prostitute at some point.
What's her name? Just kidding.
But yeah, no, my friend who is like a prostitute was actually telling me that's like actually primarily the reason why. Like the confidence that she got from collecting money from people was because she felt really insecure. And then it was just like, oh my God, people would actually pay to see me naked.
Honestly,
and like, that was like empowering. And but the thing is like, you really have to kind of like put yourself out there for that possibility to get that sense of confidence.
Yeah.
But knowing the way that the internet world is,
yeah.
Do I want to do that in front of such a large audience?
Now?
No.
Hell no.
And because of the fact that like, yeah, like look at OnlyFans, like look at what your competition is. Your competition is this bitch who works out 6 days a week and like was blessed with amazing cheekbones and a giant penis. Like,
oh, that's how disturbing.
Yeah, I feel like I went from being like a girl into a guy, and it's just like, this is a weird image in my head.
You're a they now.
It's a category.
But either way, you know what I mean? Do I feel like what physically I have to offer can compete with some random on the internet? No.
No. Well, because there's that sense of comparison now.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, hypothetically, if you were just, like, you know, a young, like, up-and-coming, like, insecure little BB, like, thick BBG, and you're just like, ooh, people are paying attention to me. Ooh, like, things that I, like, saw as a negative in my body, but, like, people are, like...
praising you for
people,
it.
People like it.
Yeah.
Whoa, I've never like had this before. This is so interesting. Oh, I'm getting some money from it. Oh, like, you know what I mean? It's just like interesting. Also, obviously dangerous now that I think about it is like, you know, you can like what we were talking about before, like how you approach something from like reclaiming your power and like all this and that to like, you know, it's like a slippery slope of that becoming your only sense of validation is like from other people. And then like you like are lusting for more and this and that. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just like, it's just interesting. And you really need to know when to say arrête.
I actually don't know how to say it.
You did it.
So that's like the problem. But yeah, I feel like, oh, where was it going with this? What were you saying? Oh, I think the thing is like in terms of, I think that's like another place where it can really kind of like eventually turn itself on you.
Yeah.
And now like your entire self-worth is based off of how many people subscribe to your OnlyFans, how many people are commenting nice things about you. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you could just potentially, I would imagine, you don't know how to take a compliment that's about your personality.
Yeah.
Or you would just assume that any compliment about your personality
is just about your sexiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which I wish I had that problem, but, you know, we're all in different places in our lives.
Hey, guys. In the comments, tell Clarence he's sexy.
If you did, I would appreciate that so much.
I'll meet you in the alley. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, this is really fun to have our special super duper guest, Joanna.
Hypothetically, allegedly.
Hypothetically, allegedly, all the content that you heard from her voice today was hypothetically, allegedly. So look up
a hologram.
Yeah. Is she here? Is she not? That's for us to know and for you to never find out.
Reboot.
Like the TV show,
yeah.
The
3D
reboot. Boop, boop.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Walang sinabi or said or say sabato.
Joanna, everybody,
come on!
I think that's it.
Yeah, hypothetically or allegedly.
Hypothetically or allegedly. Thanks so much for having me. This was a blizzast.
But yeah, I just want to say thank you for always trying to listen to us, even though we don't try at all. so.
I do feel like I do try.
Really?
Right.
But yeah, we're saying goodbye to 2020, and along with our fears and sadness. And
I'm not saying goodbye to those things. You know that I how I feel about it. Or you know the doubts that I have about the quality of our own podcast.
Wow, you're so rude. I feel like the quality is really good. Anyways.
Nothing is said or set
or
sent
in stone. Ooh, how come I still got the bad words?
Because I'm a genius.